This is CliffCentral.com.
I am not blessed with many, beautiful features, but one thing that I do pride myself is having a nice full head of hair, especially at a time when a lot of my friends are losing it. So, again, sleeping on the night pillow, I'll just say right here now that it has done wonders for my hair, and it is the reason as to why you see this forehead that you have here.
We would all like to believe beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But one thing is for sure, the beholder is influenced by science. In study after study, what men and women rank as beautiful shows up in a pattern of analytics, from blemish-free skin to radiant hair to symmetry, body proportion, all which signal to the world, I have pretty good genes. And perhaps this is what all good brands do, help you communicate and signal to the world, hey, check me out, aren't my genes remarkable? Am I not a valuable member of the global gene pool? Nike helps people say to the world, look at my genes. My genes can just do it. BMW inspires people to think, my genes are the ultimate driving machine. Every brand on some level, an enabler of one of mankind's greatest instincts, to feel that your genes are significant. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show, where we interrogate and explore the relationship between brains and brands, how brands impact people, and how people impact brands. I am your host, Timothy Maurice, and today I catch up with an entrepreneur in New York who is helping their clients become more beautiful while they sleep. Callie Simpson, welcome to the Brain and Brand Show.
Thank you for having me.
So, growing up in North Carolina, when did beauty start to matter to you?
Well, I think beauty matters at a young age. You definitely, especially as you hit puberty, start to feel the either positive or negative effects of beauty. So it started mattering to me probably around where it started mattering to most girls, you know, between the ages of 11 and 13. But it's not just beauty that matters. It's more betterment, improvements of yourself that really started mattering to me at a young age.
You sort of radiate yourself. When did you self-identify as beautiful?
Well, first, thank you. Honestly, as maybe cliche or as this may sound, I think it was really feeling good about yourself internally that always makes you feel the most beautiful. So at a young age, setting goals and accomplishing those, that made me feel beautiful.
As a kid, did you think of yourself as an entrepreneur?
Honestly, from a very young age, I had entrepreneurial pursuits. I was a kid that had a lemonade stand at 7. I was hustling gum by middle school. There was always things I wanted, and entrepreneurship was always the path towards getting what I wanted.
The first thing you ever sold, was it lemonade?
Yeah, it was lemonade and golf balls. Actually, I had a friend who lived on a golf course. Perfect place to set up a lemonade stand. And we would find golf balls in the woods and hustle the golf balls, too. So, those were the first things I sold.
So your brand evolves around pillows boosting health through the night. As a kid, did you have a favorite pillow?
Wow, that's interesting to think about. I cannot say as a kid I had a favorite pillow, and honestly, until we launched Knight, which before Knight I did sell pillows, I didn't have a favorite pillow. So I think the fact of not having a favorite one led to the opportunity that I could create one that I would love.
Do you remember when the idea came to you? Was it a business school project?
So I worked for a subsidiary of Tempur Sealy, Tempur-Pedic and Sealy, which is the largest bedding manufacturer in the world. And I've always worked in the bedding category for the last 10 years. And the category lacked a lot of excitement, nothing really evolutionary happening, very homogenous, boring in every sense. And there was just an opportunity to evolve the category in every aspect from a product perspective. From a people perspective, you know, bringing in diverse people, younger people, and from a marketing perspective, really telling a story through the outlets that we communicate with now, more new age media versus traditional.
And your first client, do you remember the first person who actually purchased a pillow?
Oh my God, 100%. I remember where I was standing. We worked on this for a year before we launched. And before this, I worked in B2B sales. So I sold pillows and bedding accessories to major retailers. Anyone from a Walmart, who is the biggest retailer in the world, to mom and pop furniture stores. I had $50 million underneath me before I left my my last career. And starting this, I had no idea how difficult it would be to really do a direct-to-consumer business, attract people to your website, and then convince them to open up their wallet for you. So when we launched, we had spent so much time on the story and the product and doing something beautiful and awesome, and we thought it would be kind of like Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. Well, it wasn't necessarily that. It took 2 months before a stranger purchased a product. And I remember where I was standing. I was at a restaurant, you know, getting a drink before dinner at the bar, and a notification came through on my phone, and I literally jumped up and down because I knew if I could sell one, I could sell two, and if you can sell two, you can sell three, and then you start gaining that momentum. So the first pillow was harder to sell than the next 10,000.
Do you remember what you had to drink?
I do, a bourbon, which is per usual.
Endorsements and influencer relationships have become very important to brands. And I've noticed that, you know, your brand has been featured on Wendy Williams and there's been comments galore. How have you used that strategy proactively, and what has it meant to the brand?
Yeah, that's definitely a huge, huge part of our strategy. So we knew we had an incredible product. And again, in the beginning, it was kind of hard to get the attention and awareness. But we were confident enough that if we got in the right hands, these people who already had influence, who already had an audience who trusted them, that they would be able to share the story. And we started just gifting through our network, blind reach out gifting, which we were told was crazy. You know, nobody really does anything without being paid anymore. Well, that's not true. We got a ton of attention, everything from being in Kim Kardashian's gift guide to Ariana Huffington inviting our voice on the Huffington Post, to the Today Show, The View, Good Morning America. All these places were just through getting the hands, getting the product in the right hands, and the overzealous feedback that we got from creating such an amazing product.
You know, you speak of Ariana Huffington, and she's big on sleep and sort of the science of sleep. And I see your product doing two things, right? It's like the beauty side and then the brain boosting side, the ability for healthy, good quality sleep to boost everything from memory recall to your ability to sort of for sleep to cleanse the actual brain. So you've got these two dimensions of your brand. Both are important. Which do you think the customer relates to the most?
That's really interesting because we have data that could skew either way, depending on the source. It's first and foremost, it has to be comfortable and it has to provide sleep. I think the beauty benefits might, you know, justify the extra investment as far as costs go. But first and foremost, I think sleep matters. I think people are really suffering right now from, either the inability to achieve a quality sleep or just needing to maximize the hours while they are asleep. So there's more awareness around it. And I think that's probably primary, but definitely people are looking for products that do more than just one thing now. All of the other products that, you know, are coming out, our phone is not just a phone that you call people on. You know, it does pretty much everything. So I think people are expecting more out of their products, and that's what we want to give.
For me, the exciting thing is that neuroscientists are on a tangent now. Like, the new thing is you must get quality sleep. There are studies that show that if you don't get enough quality sleep, you increase your chance of cancer. There's studies that show that you reduce your IQ potential. And I think that when it comes to brands like this, education is important. Have you set out to educate people? Because people just go, I know sleep is good for me. Have you had to educate your, you know, stakeholders, you know, people who buy the brands to distribute it? What are your thoughts on that?
Definitely. I think there's, yes, I think people know sleep is healthy, but you also have this whole culture and mentality over sleep is for the weak. And, you know, that's something that is absolutely ridiculous. It's like being an athlete and saying practice is for the weak. If you are not sleeping, you are not functioning during, you know, the daytime, which is game time for life. So our name of our company is Night for a reason. We want to show you that, you know, the nighttime is just as important as the daytime. Stop thinking about getting more hours out of the day and start thinking about what's important at night. And let's create products that, you know, maximize efficiency and that help promote all the important stuff, so we're not thinking of it as lost time.
You know, Trump tweets in the middle of the night. Looks like he's not getting enough sleep. Have you thought of sending a pillow to him?
Cannot say that we have any initiatives to send a pillow to him, but I would think it would be important because, you know, decision-making is improved when you have quality sleep. So I would think anyone, including him, could benefit from that.
Interestingly, I'm sort of a fan of Ivanka, and I think Ivanka would love this pillow as well. You know, I want to shift quickly. Who are some people you want to see with your pillow?
You mentioned Nike in your opening, you know, statement, and Phil Knight, who was CEO of Nike. He's kind of a role model of mine. I think it would be really cool to see someone like him, or, you know, my role models are a lot of entrepreneurs. So, you know, people who've been behind big brands and have really paved new pathways, like Richard Branson, or, you know, women leaders like Sheryl Sandberg. That's all, you know, really cool for me personally. But I love seeing the diversity of people behind it. You know, we have celebrities from, you know, sports stars to, you know, people like Bruno Mars to people like, you know, the Kardashians, or, you know, I mentioned Ariana Huffington. There's such a wide variety of people, and I think that's the brilliance behind a product like this. It's super democratizing. It's really for everyone. And I always just find it cool to see the diversity of people behind the product.
It's interesting. I did some studies on the beginning of when pillows came and how pillows originally were like wooden and to keep your head off the ground. And it's interesting. One of my first scary memories was as a kid. I'll never forget. I was sleeping in a bed next to my sister, and she jumped up and screamed out of her mind because there was a bug under her pillow. It's, you know, this thing of having things stored under your pillow. You know, as I was researching for this interview, I was like, wow, we put all kinds of stuff on the pillow, from teeth. You know, what are your thoughts about why is the pillow such a powerful symbol?
Yeah, that's really interesting you mention it, because it is. I mean, it is it's an intimate place. You know, your pillow is there for you when you're crying. It's what you know, hug at night. It's a sacred thing. You might, you know, a lot of people travel with it. I think it's because it has such an intimate relationship. There's no other consumer good product that spends so much time with things, you know, your head, your brain, your face, your hair, things that are really sacred to someone. So it would make sense that the product, you know, an intimate contact with that would become a symbol of that sacredness.
Have you ever been in a pillow fight with a partner?
I've been in a few pillow fights in my life, but, you know, our product and the products I've sold before are memory foam. So you want to be careful. They're a little bit heavier. You don't want to hurt someone. Our memory foam is actually super light, so, you know, you could have a more playful pillow fight. But first and foremost, we want ours to be used for sleep over fighting.
It's amazing. Like, you know, there's all sorts of sort of these subcategories around, you know, fantasy with pillows and so forth, and people using them to assist in boosting orgasmic power. You know, orgasms are important. Yeah, have you heard of stories of people using the night pillow for orgasmic potential?
I haven't heard of, you know, any anecdotal stories directly, but yeah, there's similar products that look like a pillow that are made out of foam, the Liberator being one of them, that can definitely help position, and it would make sense that it, you know, it's there with you during the intimate time. So, you know, it can double as that. Why not? Anything that's bettering your life, we're super supportive of using our product over. And by the way, sleep in general, quality sleep is super important to your libido and to having a healthy sex life. So we're happy of the association.
You have global potential with this brand. Right now it's distributed, is it across all across America? You have, because you can buy it online, so it's already global. But do you see having global distributors around the world, any particular market you want to be in?
Yeah, right now it's, you know, it's, we're at major retailers in the U.S. and we're also online. And definitely global expansion is, you know, something we're very interested in. It won't be our focus this year, but probably next year and definitely the following. We get great response already from Asian markets who really understand the silk story, which is associated with a lot of our products and the benefits that silk bring for sleep and for beauty. And there's huge beauty markets in South America and other places that I think. But ultimately, again, the brilliance of the product in itself is the diversity. Who can it not benefit? So I would love to bring that benefit across worldwide. And then our bigger brand messaging, which is just one of like, you know, supporting your dreams and self-improvement, I think could be beneficial to spread. So global domination is in the future.
And, you know, thinking about the various sort of the whole brand ecosystem and all the things you sell around it from the different covers and so forth, just break down, you know, other parts beyond just the pillow that you're working on.
So all our products now and in the future focus on the nighttime and optimizing the nighttime and bringing unique value. We'll never make products that you can find anywhere else. Again, about the unique value in maximizing nighttime. Our first line of products was a night pillow, which is a pillow plus a pillowcase, beauty plus sleep. We've expanded to items like a compression case for the pillow so you can travel with it, travel with your full-size pillow, not just a travel size. Pillow cases that allow you to convert any pillow into a sleep with benefits product. Eye mask with gel, so it has the beauty benefits and the sleep benefits. And now we're working on some really cool products coming out, different types of ways you can use silk to optimize beauty benefits and optimize the nighttime. I don't want to give away too much, but we're in intense product development mode. So some cool products coming out around our story.
So from your first sale and you had that bourbon to now, what are a couple of things you've learned as an entrepreneur in terms of optimizing your own potential and growing yourself?
Yeah, so have learned so much in the last 2.5 years. Most of it is the why not. You learn a lot about the fact that when you're leading, there's nobody to blame things on. So you can't make excuses. So why not try? You're going to make mistakes. I'd say 7 out of 10 times you're going to do the wrong thing and you're going to make the mistake. But you only need to bat over 300 to be in the Hall of Fame. So that's, you know, par for the course. And if you're going to make some mistakes, then why don't you try some new things and learn even more along the way? So I've learned that, you know, there's never a reason to be intimidated. Why not go for it? Why not try? And that works for us really, really well. We don't ever look at it as something's out of our reach or an idea is too far-fetched. You know, we're always like, let's try it. Let's dip our toe in the water. And if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, who cares? You know, it's, we can keep going on. So I've learned that never be intimidated, keep trying new things, and to be okay with 7 out of 10 mistakes, and then focus on the 3 out of 10 wins.
Thank you for helping us discover the night, and thank you for joining us on the Brain and Brand Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Had a great time.
If you sleep on a regular pillow or a horrible pillow versus this super amazing night pillow, what would be the fundamental difference of your specific hair over, you know, the course of a couple weeks?
I mean, if I ever sleep on any other pillow other than the night pillow, I wake up and immediately that morning after, my hair is dry, it's brittle, my curl texture is totally all over the place. So I think I can't imagine not sleeping on it for any more than a night. But over a period of weeks, I imagine my hair would just start falling out probably.
A huge thank you to co-founder Callie Simpson for sharing your journey and to co-founder Isaac Oppenheimer for making time as well as the perfect opening. Also, special thanks to Associate Tinley Morning for the awesome close of the show. If you have innovative brand ideas and you've got the brain power to make it happen and you want to play on the world's biggest stage, hope you're enjoying this Thriving in New York series. Please share this episode with friends and family and make sure to rate us. Makes it easiest for others to find. We'll be back next week with the next episode of Brain and Brand.
This is CliffCentral.com.